Happy June 18th to you. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we are in Psalm 85 of the Christian Standard Bible, and here's a little information about me if you want to do a little math. I graduated from high school in 1985, so whenever I see the number 85, I'm transported back to Issaquah High School in Washington State, where I graduated. And so, you can figure out how old I am by kind of counting the years there. Suffice to say, I'm probably older than you, or maybe I'm not. I don't know. Anyway, Psalm 85 in the Christian Standard Bible, this is what it says. Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave your people's guilt. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your fury. You turned from your burning anger. Return to us, God of our salvation, and abandon your displeasure with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger for all generations? Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your faithful love, Lord, and give us your salvation. I will listen to what God will say. Surely the Lord will declare peace to his people, his faithful ones, and not let them go back to foolish ways. His salvation is very near those who fear him, so that glory may dwell in our land. Faithful love and truth will join together. Righteousness and peace will embrace. Truth will spring up from the earth, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Also, the Lord will provide what is good, and our land will yield its crops. Righteousness will go before him to prepare the way for his steps. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, these couplets are beautiful. Faithful love and truth joined together, righteousness and peace embracing. Lord, that's what we want in our lives. We not only need love from you and for you and toward others, but we do need righteousness. And of course, we need your shalom, that whole body, wholeness of shalom, that peace that you provide, that peace that passes all understanding. Lord, I pray for the person in turmoil today. They are facing a difficult day and they look ahead of themselves and think, I'm not going to be able to walk through this day. And yet, Lord, your strength will cause them to do that. You will be with them. You promise you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are a truth teller. You are the one who rejoices with truth. And so I pray for the person struggling today that truth would win out in the situation that they're walking through. Truth would win. Lord, I thank you that you do provide what is good, and I pray for my friends struggling financially today. I pray that as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, that you would provide for them in beautiful, surprising, unsuspecting ways, Lord. I pray you would hearken the body of Christ to be a part of the hands and feet of Jesus to my friend who is so desperate in need of your provision. Lord, I know that you are good in the way you provide, and sometimes it doesn't come in the way we expect it, but we just choose to acknowledge that everything that we have comes from you. We're just merely stewards of what you've given us. Help us to live in light of gratitude today and not stinginess, in generosity and not hoarding. We pray all of this in Jesus' name because we just want to be your people. You are a generous God, so we want to be a generous people. Lord, I pray you would prepare the way for the next steps that we have in our lives. And Lord, there's someone listening today who is on the cusp of a new ministry, and it is scaring them to death, and they are afraid of taking that leap, and it feels like a step out into the unknown. But it's not, Lord. It's not a step out into the unknown because you are the rock that they're stepping onto. And so, Lord, I just pray for a dose of encouragement. Maybe even this prayer today is their encouragement that they need to make that leap, to take that step, to know that you are leading them. Lord, declare peace over my friends listening today. Thank you that they are faithful ones. And I thank you so much that you love us enough that you will not allow us to go back to our foolish ways. ways. Forgive us for our foolish ways, Lord. Forgive me for chasing after that which is shiny rather than chasing after you. Those are foolish ways. But Lord, your salvation is near to us, and you are good, and you have rescued us, and you have rescued us from the domain of darkness, and you have placed us into your marvelous light. And anyone that feels like the darkness is too heavy today, I pray your marvelous light would shine on them in miraculous, powerful, beautiful ways. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you and for what you're doing. If this podcast has affected you in any way and you want to send a little testimony my way, or if you're listening from somewhere other than the U.S., I'd always love to hear how in the world you found out about Pray Every Day. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. So thanks so much, and I hope your day is full of light.